Not all right. I'm going to switch gears here. I think I've talked enough about Cotton. I got to talk about our good friend, Kevin Swanson, who I think, Kevin, I know you're listening. I know you listen to the Chris Hahn Show. I know you like the sound of my voice, quite frankly, because I think you have a problem. I don't think you know who you are. Because anybody thinks that Girl Scout cookies are from the devil, you have a real problem with women, Kevin. You really do. Play number one for me.
Individualism of feminism has been devastating to this country. Dave, I'd say you ought to say no to the Girl Scout cookies, too. I mean, I don't want to support lesbianism. I don't want to support Planned Parenthood, and I don't want to support abortion. And if that be the case, I'm not buying Girl Scout cookies. Now, I suppose if you take a big, fat black magic marker and say, here, give me that box, and you start marking out all of the references to the Girl Scouts of America on all the boxes, then maybe we're not promoting that organization anymore, and I'd be willing to buy it, okay? Maybe so. Maybe it's not food offered to idols anymore if I have the opportunity to scratch out references to the Girl Scouts of America on the boxes of the Girl Scout cookies offered to me at Safeway.
Those are some pretty expensive cookies you're eating, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have to, at some point, a Christian has to say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
I understand that. I understand that. But
your money, actually, you know, it does count.
It does. And I don't want to promote a wicked organization that is, according to its own website, doesn't promote godly womanhood. It just doesn't. I don't see anything that promotes godly womanhood. The vision of the Girl Scouts of America is antithetical to a biblical vision for womanhood, friends. It's antithetical to it. Please, I beg of you, do not buy Girl Scout cookies. Please.
All right, Kevin. You got a lot of issues there. It's not Girl Scout cookies and the Girl Scouts you hate. It's not that it's somehow anti-Christian to eat Girl Scout cookies. You don't like women. I am of the mind, Kevin, that you don't like women. Now, I want to do you a favor. Because, you know, my daughter's a Girl Scout. I buy those cookies even though I don't eat them. I want to do you a favor. Come to New York. Come to my studio. Sit in this chair. Very close to New York City. And in New York City, Kevin, nobody's going to know who you are. So you go out at night in New York City, and you start talking to people, and you try to discover who you really are, Kevin, because I quite frankly think you've got a problem with women, not Girl Scouts, not Girl Scout cookies. I know that the Girl Scouts, I just went to a daddy-daughter bowling party with the Girl Scouts. I don't know that that was wicked. My daughter learns about careers. Now, you might want women to stay home, Kevin, but it's the year 2015, women have rights equal to yours, Kevin. But I don't even think that's it. I just don't think you like women. You think the Girl Scouts promote lesbianism because they ask women to be strong? What is wrong with you? And by the way, if you're listening to this show and you've got a problem with the Girl Scouts of America, and you think they promote lesbianism because they create strong, independent-minded women and they educate women, you probably should go move to Iran or Saudi Arabia, where they have similar views on women. You, Kevin Swanson, have more in common with the Ayatollahs than you do with me, okay? And quite frankly, it's one or the other. Either you don't want women to have any rights at all, or you really just don't like women. You think they're ucky. What do you like, Kevin? What do you like, Kevin? Call into my show. Come to my studio. Sit in this chair. We'll find out what you like. I will dig into that crazy brain of yours and find out. I'm not saying Kevin's gay, so don't sue me, Kevin. I'm not saying you're gay. But you sure as hell don't like women. You're either afraid of strong women, or you think women are just a little lucky, Kevin. You think they're a little lucky. You don't quite like the lady parts. I don't know what your deal is, Kevin. Kevin Swanson. I'm not saying that Kevin Swanson's gay. I'm not saying that, Mike. Don't hit the dump button. We're not going to get sued. But he's got a real, 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 real problem. And so do a lot of, so does the other guy. I don't even know who the other guy he was talking to is. He's like, yeah, you know, it's ungodly. Girl Scout cookies? You mean you're going to go to hell if you buy a box of Samoas? No, you're going to get fat if you eat the whole box by yourself. I will agree with you there. But you're not going to hell. You gotta take a magic marker and scratch out all the references to empowering women. I mean, they're trying to make stronger women. Don't you have daughters, Kevin? What do you want your daughters to be when they grow up? I know I want my daughter to avoid men like you who don't like women. So what I'm saying to everyone out there like Kevin, please don't get married. It's the year 2015. You don't have to do it anymore. We're all accepting of that kind of lifestyle, Kevin. You don't have to drive your wife crazy. Mike, find Kevin Swanson's wife and get her in here. Because I have got to talk to that woman. Because she has got some serious issues with her husband. Her husband is driving her crazy, I am sure. I wonder, like, does he cry after sex? Like, does Kevin Swanson cry after he makes love to his wife? I'm allowed to say sex, right? Yeah, I think I can, right? I wonder, does he cry? He must. He must crawl into a ball and maybe get in the shower. I could see him in the shower, like, scrubbing himself after sex. I'm not saying he's gay. I'm not saying that at all. But, Kevin, it's okay if you are. I'm just saying. Now, maybe the guy on the other end of the phone there on the Christian radio show that you're on, maybe he might have a problem with you, but I will embrace you. Not physically, because I like women, unlike you, but I will embrace your lifestyle if you make that, you know, announcement. And by the way, I don't think it's a choice, Kevin. So I know you've been trying real hard because you think that that's right, but it's not a choice. You were born that way, whatever it is. And it's one or the other. Either you just think they're icky, or you got a problem with strong women because you're insecure. That's on you. I know what I think, because this is not the first time I've heard Kevin Swanson talk about the Girl Scouts, Mike. It's not the first time. I've heard it before. Every year around Girl Scout cookie time, this guy says, I went down to the Safeway and I saw these demon Girl Scouts. Have you ever seen Girl Scouts in front of a marketplace? They're the cutest things on the planet. They're just trying to earn merit badges and learn how to be a doctor or a scientist or something. You got a problem with that, Kevin? He's going to have a real problem with Hillary Clinton. A real, real problem with Hillary Clinton. Really, really, really bad. Like, really. He would want a president, like, I think Lindsey Graham is right up his alley. I'm not going to play the clip about him with emails, but I think that Lindsey Graham is right up there. For the same reasons I think that Kevin's got problems with women. Lindsey Graham might have them too. I just think that there's a real issue here when you've got guys who have a problem with the Girl Scouts of America. No, Kevin, they don't support abortion. That's not what they're about. They don't take positions on issues. They teach girls skills to make them better Americans, just like the Boy Scouts does. And they sell delicious cookies. Like, what could be wrong with that? I have a Girl Scout in my family. And she's the cutest thing on the planet. And I want her to grow up to be strong. And if she ever brings home somebody like you, Kevin Swanson, I'm going to kick that guy's ass. I'm allowed to say ass, right? Yeah, it's like, I mean his donkey. So I'm allowed to do that. Because you, sir, should not be around women. You should be in the company of men. That's what I think. But you need to be okay with that, Kevin. You need to be okay with that. Because that is who you are. That is your truth, Kevin. That is who you are. Once you accept that, you are going to be so happy. You're going to be a happier person, and this will be a happier planet. And you will eat your Thin Mints and your tagalongs, and you won't worry about going to hell. Because God made those delicious for a reason. And he made them sold by cute little Girl Scouts for a reason. And it's all good, my friend. All good. All right, that's all the time I have for you tonight. I really want to, again, thank you for listening and thank you for seeking the truth. Seek it wherever you go and you'll find it and question everything. And I'll be back next week to tell you the truth as I see it. Thanks again for listening. Again, I'm Chris Hahn. Find me at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. I'll be back again soon. Thanks again.
Feel like you still have a choice. If we all light up.